Hurrying through the park, she dodged around an adult she thought might be a gym teacher and jogged past the tennis courts. She slowed to a brisk walk once she left the grounds, aware that running stuck out like a red flag to cops watching for truants. Her favorite striped knee socks in red and black made her stand out enough already. Not knowing this part of the city well, she picked a direction and walked with her head up and a purposeful stride. The first rule of not getting caught? Act like you belong and know what you're doing. A dog barked at her as she strode down the street. It darted from its house until it reached the end of its chain. Churning up the grass on the edge of its front yard, it scrabbled to reach her and kept barking. She shied away from it and kept going. Three houses down, a cat on a low fence hissed at her and arched its back, scooting sideways with its tail up until it leaped at her. It scraped at her leg through her sock, making her squeal and stumble. She kicked to dislodge it and sprinted away. Another block down, a crow dived at her head, only missing because she happened to have paws to check her leg. Either she'd accidentally walked through a spray of bacon perfume, or the entire world wanted to punish her by making all the local animals freak out. All she'd done was defend herself against a stupid bully. She knew how guys like Brian operated. He'd taunt her from a distance for a while. Then, after a few weeks, he'd find a way to get her alone. Every time she thought about that first time this kind of thing happened, she wished her father could still be around to glow with pride. He'd been the one who taught her how to throw a punch, after all. Before he died. Before the fire. Before she'd lost everyone and everything that ever mattered. He'd promised to teach her how to swing the fake sword he used to act out battles with his friends. He'd promised to teach her to drive, too, and lots of other things. Crazed barking interrupted her thoughts and memories. This time, no chain stopped another lunatic animal. She stared in disbelief for a moment, then turned and ran for her life from this new demented dog. Dashing up the street with it chasing at her heels, she tripped over a curb and went sprawling, scraping her palms and knees. Ignoring the stinging, she scrambled to her feet and kept going. Another cat darted out at her from nowhere, scraping through her sock with its claws, then hissing and falling back. She tripped again and staggered to collapse onto a park bench. Exhausted and confused, she curled up into a ball and gripped the locket under her shirt, hoping against hope that someone or something would make all this stop.